And in terms of going to see Sevilla and Betis in particular, there are some hotels very, very close to both of those stadiums where you might get to even see the teams as well.
Yeah, so the little circle around the stadium, so right by the... I mean, this is one of the beauties of going to Sevilla, particularly if you're coming from Madrid, is the train station at Santa Justa is literally a 3 or 4 minute walk from the ground. And right on the corner from the
Ramon Sánchez Pizjuán.
Yeah, the Ramon Sánchez Pizjuán. Right in the corner of the train station on the way to the Sánchez Pizjuán is what used to be known as the Occidental, is now the Aire Hotel, A-Y-R-E, and that's where the visiting team normally stays. So normally you'll get the visiting team staying in that hotel, but it's a big enough hotel that you should be able to get a room as well. You carry on towards the stadium, and on the next corner you get the Hotel Lebreros, which is directly opposite the stadium, although you can't quite see the stadium because it's behind one row of buildings. And that's where the Sevilla team stays for every home game. So if you go there, you'll see the Sevilla bus outside. The team will be in there. But again, it's a big enough hotel that you can stay in it. Then on the other corner of the stadium, again, about a 2 minute walk further up, is a budget hotel. I think it's an Ibis on the corner of the Pizjuán on Eduardo Dato, which is the road that runs past it. And that's very much a budget option, which is a really good one. That's cheaper and it's right in the corner of the stadium. You can see the stadium from there. And then about a 10 minute, maybe 5 or 10 minute walk from there, there's the Eniache Collection, which is another one that is very often used by visiting teams, so much so, and we've put a photograph up of this on Twitter before, that there is a glass cabinet in the foyer which is gorgeous, a really huge glass cabinet, ceiling to floor glass cabinet, with the shirts of teams that have stayed in there signed and in the cabinet, including the Real Sociedad team that won the Copa del Rey. So it's actually got this, their cup final shirt signed by the team, and that's where both them and Barcelona stayed when they won the Copa del Rey and had their celebrations there.
And I have to say, if you've never had the chance to do it, staying in the same hotel as either the home team or the visiting team, it's quite a thrill.
Especially if
you're a football fan, because literally you'll be just going down in the lift for breakfast or whatever, and there'll be a couple of players in there sometimes, or they'll just be hanging around in the lobby. It depends, of course, on the team and the circumstances, but quite often they're not necessarily kind of kept away from the public in the way that you might expect. It's quite often quite a bit more casual than that.
Madrid and Barcelona will be, but everybody else tends to be quite relaxed. Just while we're on this, very briefly to throw in, the stadium just behind the Betis ground is called the Al-Andalus. It's a silken hotel, and that's where Betis stay.
Yes, that's where I stayed when I went to the Benny Beam.
They do control that a little bit more, I suppose, just because they've got the match day routine so well organised now. So the fans will be kind of kept away from one corridor, but it means that the players kind of have a gauntlet they run past the fans on the way out. Mm-hmm. So if it's a big game, that becomes part of the build-up. Mm. So you get the players come down, walk past a gauntlet of fans cheering and chanting as the bus goes off. So if you want to kind of add to, if you like, the footballing experience, it is well worth looking at the Occidental, the Puerta Andalus, the Lebreros and the NEH Collection.
Those are some ideas of where you should stay. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're planning a trip to Seville, you're going to want to take in a game, because we have two of the city's great teams, we have two of the country's great stadiums. We'll start with Sevilla, and the Estadio Ramon Sánchez Pizjuán. It's at the moment, I mean, this season, it's actually been quite easy to get tickets, but in the past, to get tickets for big matches, it's a little bit trickier, I think.
Yeah, and it's not cheap either. It's not a cheap ground. I mean, they have huge, I must admit, I don't know the numbers, I think it was a bit over 40,000 season ticket holders. So obviously the number of tickets available is not that high, but then you get, there is, as most clubs run, a sort of a ticket return scheme for those season ticket holders who can't go. So that tends to lead to, if you like, a kind of a release of tickets before games. But it does mean that it tends not to be cheap. It's got a effective and very simple online purchasing scheme. Mm. Purchasing, what's the word I'm looking for? Just a website. It's just very easy. So from that point of view, it's quite handy. And like most clubs, I believe they go on sale 8 days before the game. Mm.
Yes, you mentioned the number of season ticket holders. It's 35,000 this season in a stadium, the Estadio Ramon Sánchez Pizjuán, which holds 43,000. So there's not going to be that many tickets that go on general sale normally, but there's enough. If you do it with enough time, you should be able to get a ticket. We've mentioned that the Sanep is very close to the train station, so if you're coming by train, the AVE, there's a high-speed connection from Madrid, takes 2.5 hours. It's very, very simple to get there. Otherwise, from the centre, you could walk it from the centre. I have walked it. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a short taxi drive. It's really not too difficult.
Well, it'll be about 3 kilometres from the centre, more or less, won't it? Something like that.
Yeah. I've walked it pretty comfortably. There is a metro in Seville. I've never got it, so I can't.
No, nor have I, to be honest.
Can't tell anything about the metro.
No.
But you probably don't need to get on the metro. But you know, the atmosphere at the Estadio Sánchez-Pizjuán is magnificent, as it is at both of these stadiums. Obviously, we thoroughly recommend going to a big game. If you can get a ticket for a big game, the Seville Derby, it's not easy, but if you can get it, you won't experience too much like it. But even against Real Madrid, it's pretty good as well.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's well worth trying to experience.
And also, at the risk of either stating the obvious or falling into a cliche, get into the ground early enough to hear the anthem before the game.
I was going to say, that is the time that I was there with Kitro for the Champions League with Arsenal. I will remember for the rest of my days hearing the Sevilla anthem being sung, you know, a cappella by the fans when the music drops out. And honestly, I think it was one of my greatest ever experiences in a football stadium up to that point, and it probably still is.
It's brilliant. And you know, I realise it's stating the obvious, but I think sometimes people kind of rush to get in at the last minute because they think, well, there's a nice bar outside. And by the way, there are lots of bars around the Pizjuan, so there is quite a nice pre-match thing going around the stadium. The facade of the stadium, by the way, is gorgeous as well. It's got this fantastic tiled facade. I think the best stadium facade in Europe, at least the best that I can think of anyway.
Yeah, make sure you take a picture of that.
Make sure you take a lot of pictures of that. But get in time to see the anthem, because the anthem is pretty special. And actually, Betis's, while it's not quite as catchy as Sevilla's, is pretty good as well.
Just about bars around the Sanipi, there's a shopping centre right next to it, which actually has got some decent bars. I remember I had some good times in Gambrinus in there, which...
Upstairs,
which, you know, it might seem like not the kind of authentic experience you're looking for, but trust me, the home fans go there, they drink, they eat, they have a good time there, so it's a decent spot.
You get the thing that you get every ground as well, that the road that runs along the, if you like, the Santa Justa side of the stadium, basically the fans will just be there doing a botellón.
Yeah.
So which is obviously cheap alcohol from a local Alimentación store, mixed with Coke.
Yeah.
And everyone getting slightly shit faced.
Slightly. That's the Sánchez-Pizjuán. The Benito Villamarín, it's a bigger stadium. It's 60,000, and Betis have 48,000 season ticket holders this season. So once again, getting tickets, it's not that you can't get tickets, but just bear that in mind that we're talking.
It's a little bit harder, I think, actually, Betis than Sevilla.
Yeah, we're talking about. You might look at this stadium and think, "Well, 60,000, I should be able to get a ticket, no problem." Mm-hmm. But there's only 12,000 tickets that are going on general sale. Really, sometimes fewer. So just bear that in mind. But once again, you can go on the Betis website. You should be able to do it relatively straightforward. How would you compare the experience, the match day experience between these two? And if you had to choose one, if you had to recommend. Because a lot of people are only coming.
We're going to make some people angry.
I tell you what, I think one of the biggest differences is, I think, the location and the fact that Betis's ground. And it's curious because, of course, the identity of a club in theory is that Betis is the working class club and all this sort of stuff. But Betis ground is surrounded by really nice housing. Mm. It's not flats; it's housing, and it feels very smart and very posh. And then the stadium is sort of plonked in the middle of it, and what that brings with it is far, far less in terms of bars and so on. Far less of a sense of bars cramped around the stadium. So that pre-match thing, although you do get fans hanging around, you do get them waiting for the bus, there is that long avenue that goes back into the centre of town. It's actually quite a nice walk, although a deceptively long one from the Torre de Oro, which is the gorgeous tower on the edge of the river. And you can basically follow that avenue all the way out to the ground. But it feels like, oh, it's just up there, but it's not. It's actually quite a long way up there. But there isn't that sense, I suppose, of quite as much of a sense of being packed in together pre-game. Now, there are bars there, but it's relatively few. And I think that's possibly a big part of why I might even lean towards Sevilla. But they are both brilliant experiences.
I mean, let's be realistic as well. It's probably going to be dictated to a large extent by which team is playing at home on the weekend that you happen to be there.
And
unless you're planning your trip specifically to coincide with a game for one or the other.
So I guess you're lucky, actually, because either one's going to be great. It's not like...
That's it.
It's not like if you're going to Valencia, which we did last time, and Valencia and Levante are pretty different experiences in terms of a match day out. These are both going to feel pretty big and pretty special.
I mean, yes. Genuinely, I mentioned how what a memorable experience it was for me going to see Sevilla for the first time. I went to see Betis. It was a couple of years ago now. It was just before the pandemic, and it was when Barca beat them 3-2. In fact, it was a pretty special trip because
the messy goal.
Because TSFP had been invited by Betis to go down and see them. And me, you know, any chance of a freebie, as you know, I'm there. And so they took us kind of on a tour of the stadium and stuff, and then had tickets for the game later on. And it was one of the best match experiences as a neutral I've ever had, because the game was incredible. It was the game where Betis went ahead early and then Barca equalised, and then Betis went ahead again and then Barca equalised. There were a couple of sendings off late on. And yeah, the atmosphere was incredible. It was very, very special. Yeah.
They are two. I mean, they genuinely are two great clubs. Mm. And put it this way, if you go and you don't have a Spanish club and you go to whichever one of these two you go to, when you finish the game, you will probably decide, right, that's it, I support this lot. This is my team now.